Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Well, it's the top of the eight, so I guess we're just going to spit some hot fire, Breeze.
We got to do it.
We have no choice. There, I Said It, 585-252-9800. All right, guys, if you need to unload after this weekend, just go ahead and let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
Julie is weighing in first. She says, good morning, guys. If you still buy new phones every year, you're part of why the planet is dying. Enjoy your faster camera while the ocean rises. There, I said it.
It's literally like not even faster. It's I fear the iPhone quality of the camera just keeps getting worse.
I feel like the more
pinpointed it becomes, the more pixelated it becomes.
I don't know. Our sales guy just got the new iPhone. He was showing me pictures he took. I was like, those are actually, that's impressive.
Honestly, nothing excites me about an iPhone anymore. It's just, it is what it is. They're all the same.
What are you talking about? They just made it out of titanium.
There's like one new feature and they're like, oh my God. Okay.
You respect my authority.
Literally, what? Larry here says, I hate when parents get so mean about their kids at youth football. Like, come on. It's not your NFL team. Your child is trying to have fun. There, I said it.
They're trying to have fun. The parents, this is do or die. They have something to prove. I don't know what that is, but...
get it together, Johnny! He's wearing his Letterman jacket from high school. It's like, ooh. It's giving me the ick.
The Letterman jacket. Listen, we talked about this on the show.
We always do. I bring it up every chance I get.
My buddy that I'm very close with, I mean, he's 43 now. He has all of his high school accolades, all of his trophies from football on display in his bedroom.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I said, you can't possibly tell me this turns a woman on. He goes, well, I don't know. It's a good conversation starter. Yes, them asking you where the nearest exit is.
Correct.
God.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Scott. Hey, guys, if you're an adult and still voting for the same party because your parents did, you're a political toddler. Grow up. There, I said it.
That is so true.
Let's go over to Cheryl.
No, I want to spend more time on that. No, I want to spend more time on that because honestly, like that was literally, I feel like that was me up until I took like a poli sci class in college. Because I was like, can you just like register me? Like, I don't know what's going on. And
who did you say that to?
Your parents? My dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, wait a second. What's happening here? This person says, medium rare burgers are stupid. It shouldn't even be an option. You're ruining your meat.
Yeah, you
there
are.
I said it.
Don't ruin your meat. You got to go with the medium. Medium rare. Well done. My ex used to get steak at restaurants. Well done. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, all right, that's, if you want to chew on jerky, that's on you.
The sure. steak comes out white. You're like, wait, what?
Can I order a milk steak boiled over? Cheryl says, this is my opinion, but I feel people who homeschool because the schools are broken, but still let your kid eat junk all day. Congrats. Your kid is going to be an adult with no basic skills and a sugar addiction. There, I said it. Well, you got my attention on the homeschool part for sure.
Yeah. There's like these groups now that are like, they're running out.
What are you talking about?
They're like called cohorts and they're running out schoolhouses and all the homeschool kids are
meeting
at the schoolhouse.
Where do we have schoolhouses that could be rented out?
Well, they either buy them or make them or put it in someone's home. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
All right.
We don't have enough time.
Oh, that's interesting. At least, I mean, at least they need a place to go to learn.
Yeah.
I would
Because, I mean, like, school from your bed is just, it gets tricky.
You it's got to I mean? Be
it
distracting.
Gets, it gets tricky.
Yeah, doing it from home, it's got to be tough. Let's go over to Cheryl real quick. We did Cheryl. Joe says the Bills are the worst team in the NFL. There, I said it. Okay.
How do you figure, Joe?
Interesting take.
He's like, go Ravens. Go Jets.
If this is intern Joe, you are no longer welcome here.
No, he's a Bronco guy.
Just a heads up. Exactly. I think mine for today is I think we need to bring back the top eight from MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it on our Facebooks. Let's put it on our Instagram pages.
I mean, they're putting songs back. So
right. Everyone, might as well. Everyone has a top eight. And if you're not in the top eight, at least this lets people know where they stand in your life. Because it's about clarity. There, I said it.
I feel like my top eight, the first four are solid and the last four could change on a dime.
That, exactly.
Period.
Yeah. You already have your solid four ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
The other four, it changes out based on their behavior.
It's the Hunger Games. Act right or you're out.
That's
I mean,
it.
Period, point blank. Do I have to spell it out for you? Mine for today is this. I feel like oil changes are kind of a scam. There I said
They're
it.
Not a scam, Breezy.
I feel like it's kind of a scam.
It's not. You
really
need
do.
To change the oil in your car.
Ugh.
I know you're just a
me
girl,
just,
but putting, it's important.
Me just putting Crisco in. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
An oil change is a scam. Sure.
I fear it's a scam.
Okay, you know what? Let's not change the oil in your new Honda. Let's see how that goes
it's
over.
It's time.
You should
the
do it.
The light came on.
You just bought it.
Well, 3 months ago.
It takes me a year. I go 1 year. I change my oil every year.
Well, I drive a lot more than you.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, let's go over to Dan. Hold the freaking elevator door if you see someone coming. It doesn't matter if they are 100 feet away. Be a human being. There, I said it. I agree with Dan. Mary says, I can never understand people who complain about grocery prices but order Starbucks daily. Why don't you guys go ahead and pick a lane? There, I said it.
It's true. It's very true.
Yeah, it's Monday. I have to go to Wegmans after work.
I know.
Gotta stock up. We'll play a game tomorrow morning. How much money did Moose spend on his groceries?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to Erica, who says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. We need to encourage PDF more. There, I said it. Why are people so weirded out by others French kissing in public?
You mean PDA?
She wrote PDF.
PDF is an internet file. So.
Right.
PDA is, I think, what the word you're or
public
you're
display
for.
Of affection.
Yes, I don't
spread
know.
Spread the
came
love.
From.
We need more whispers and giggling in our world. Have a good day.
Okay, so your take is invalid because you don't even know what the correct acronym is. So thank you so much for your time, Rebecca.
But her name's Erica. But
whatever.
She also, when was the last time you whispered sweet nothings into someone's ear?
Me?
Yeah.
Last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it was a couple of years ago for me at a loud bar.
Yeah, we are different people.
I was like, come back to my apartment. Check out my new generator.
She's like, I'm so good.
All right, guys, spread those PDFs. You know what I'm saying?
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, the scariest haunted house on the west side can be found in Greece, and a group of neighborhood kids.
Doesn't shock me at all.
They've transformed a backyard into a haunted house, and it's very cool. It is drawing visitors from all over for Friday night for Halloween. This is the fourth year the kids have done this.
Love it.
But the haunted house is on Leanne Drive, entirely built by these teenagers. It's led by Henry and Andrew Fowler, who just have a passion for
spooky
Halloween decorating. And it's cool because most of these teens are 14, 15 years old. They all get together year round to spend time working on this haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know who the homeowners are or if it's these kids' house, but hopefully they know that they're doing it. They pick a house in the neighborhood.
They literally just like squatters' rights.
Dozens of neighbors.
Do they charge?
Well, no, they don't charge a fee to get in.
Mm.
But they are raising and collecting donations, they say, for their dad's coworker's son, who's currently in the hospital
it's
right now.
It's very nice of them.
But dozens of neighborhood kids, they dress up to act in the haunted house, which features a haunted carnival, a mad science lab, plenty of jump scares. And the kids, they fund the project themselves. They earn money by mowing lawns. They save their holiday gifts. They work on the haunted house, like I said, almost all year round. And it's just something really cool that they all come together to do. This is the fourth year, but the haunted house will be open again on Halloween this Friday in Greece on Leanne Drive. But that's awesome, though.
Better that than the alternative of these kids on the streets or getting into something that they shouldn't. And they're ultimately making a difference as well, which is really cool.
Yeah, it looked, I mean, they featured them on the news this morning on 10. And I was like, that actually, that looks pretty cool.
Moose is like, so I'm going to that.
I don't know. I just...
I mean, you don't have any plans Friday, so.
No, not yet, but
good.
You went to a haunted house over the weekend.
I did. So I went back to the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester. That was fun.
Yeah.
Even though it was raining. And then we did the haunted house there. And then we went to a haunted house / church in Phelps. And I peed my pants.
I mean, who's doing this?
Church. They're raising money. I mean,
right. I can't believe, though, that they turned a church into a haunted house.
Yeah.
I just, you see what I'm saying?
I was terrified. So, again, peed my pants. So.
Yes, you did. Coming up
and
on the
I'm
show.
I'm not afraid to admit that live radio.
It's just proud of your personality.
It really is.
Speaking of being terrified, one mom caught her 4-year-old doing something absolutely disgusting in the kitchen.
Ooh.
The dog was not thrilled about it. We'll read you the message we got from Cheryl for Parental Confidential, who wants to know how concerned should I actually be? We'll tell you what happened.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Any parents ever catch their child eating dog food simply because they liked it? Okay, I guess.
What is happening?
Just Cheryl then. Parental Confidential, it always seems to be messages just around normal parenting issues. Like, oh, my teen won't stop sneaking out of the house. Or how much money is too much when it comes to an allowance.
When should they get a cell phone? You know, the classics.
And then sometimes we find ourselves with a little nugget like this one. Cheryl says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I need to know if I'm the only one who's seen something like this. I can tell you probably not. I don't know if this is embarrassing or concerning or both. The other night after dinner, I was loading the dishwasher and I thought my five-year-old was in the living room watching TV. A few minutes go by, it's quiet, which every parent knows is never a good sign. And when I turned around, my five-year-old was sitting on the floor eating dog food.
Oh, yummy.
Right out of the bowl. I yelled his name and he just looked at me and said, "It's crunchy." I didn't even know what to say. I was horrified. And I think what's worse is a couple nights later, I found him doing it again.
Cute.
I was so upset. I took it away, made him rinse his mouth out. And I'm just questioning my entire parenting strategy. Or if anyone is, you know, has a kid who's done something this weird, should I accept the fact that mine is part dog? Would love any advice. Thank you.
Part dog. He grows a tail. Starts walking around on all fours. Wait, this is crazy. When I was younger, I couldn't even scoop the dog food because the residue would get on my fingers and I hated the smell so bad.
Yeah, it was real food though, right? It was wet.
Gag.
It wasn't crunchy food?
No, it was crunchy dog food.
What? Why is that bad?
I just hate the smell of dog food and the dust would get on my fingers because you have to stick your hand in the whole bag and get the scooper. Oh, God, I can't even talk about it now.
I mean, he's five. It sounds like he was experimenting because there are some people who actually enjoy the taste of dog food.
That's a huge problem.
Well, a lot of them you can catch on TLC's My Strange Addiction. Other people, they're on a tight budget. But how concerned should Cheryl actually be? She caught her son eating dog food not once, but twice. Also, does anyone have a child who has done worse besides enjoying the taste of dog food? I'm sure there must be. 585-252-9800. You never once, I mean, you grew up with dogs. See, I didn't. But you never once just was interested to see what it might taste like?
I couldn't even smell it. That's really, how that sick bad? It made me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like it was so potent to the point where I was like gagging if I even like walked by it. Like, I think my parents thought that I was just trying to be dramatic and like get out of a household chore of feeding the dog, but like I literally couldn't even do it.
Yeah, I think what's way worse.
And then I'd wash my hands and it wouldn't come off.
It's the cat food for me. That stuff, it smells and looks so disgusting.
Oh my God, ugh.
Let's go over to Jen Wang. And good morning, guys. Don't be concerned at all. They're kids. My four-year-old ate a crayon, a Lego, and part of a napkin in one afternoon. You just kind of stop being surprised.
I'm stuffed.
Yeah, you just kind of stop being surprised after a while. But I wouldn't be too concerned. Hey, guys, I'd rather my daughter eat dog food than continue licking shopping carts.
Yeah.
She loves shopping carts. I don't understand it. It's a shopping cart addiction. That's the worst thing you could probably put your tongue
licking
on.
Licking a shopping cart addiction. That is tough. That is not it, I feel.
No. You see kids do it all the time. I mean,
they lick everything.
Yeah, their mouth is on everything. It's disgusting. That's how you get.
Just don't lick a pole. You know what I mean?
You don't lick
especially,
a pole,
especially if it's frozen.
People say this is normal, but my toddler has never tried eating dog or cat food. I would talk to your pediatrician. This is not normal, especially because he tried eating dog food twice. He's got to like the taste. He's done it once. He did it again.
But then it's also like...
But first of all, put the dog food away. Why is it?
Well, I mean, you can't. The dog food is on the ground.
Right.
So, like, if you feed the dog, it's on the ground. You have to put your kid up. What are you not understanding?
Not understanding it because usually when you feed a dog, it eats everything right away.
Yeah.
So most people, they'll put food in the bowl and just, I don't know, I think that's how dogs are overweight. This dog will just come back and forth and eat when it's hungry. But shouldn't you just feed it and be done with it? And that's it? Why is there food still in the bowl?
Unless the kid gets to it before the dog.
I doubt that.
The dog eats the kid. We're like, oh God. Problem solved. Yeah, it's disgusting. I feel like as a parent, though, you get to a certain point where you're like, if it's not going to kill him, I don't really care.
Right.
At least that's how experience has been with, like, my friends who have kids. They're just like, you know what? I'm at the point where if they're having fun and it's not going to harm them, pop off. Do what you need to do.
You got to strengthen their immune system.
Also, like, gross.
Kids will typically experiment, you guys, but I would suggest putting the dog food somewhere else. My five-year-old tried eating the cat litter once. I just keep all the non-human food out of reach. Cheryl should do the same. Moose and Breezy, when it comes to kids eating certain things, like a lot of it's sensory related. My kid went through a phase where he tried to eat glue. It was non-toxic, but I usually would replace the glue with crackers or a snack. Yes.
Glue? Oh, my God.
Yeah, kids love glue. It's so weird. I remember elementary school watching some of the students in my class. There was this one kid. You couldn't feed the kid enough glue sticks. You would just eat a glue stick.
I fear that's toxic.
Back then, probably.
I think now, too. But what do I know?
Hey, let me get to a couple more here. If you guys are just tuning in, Cheryl wrote us a message for Parental Confidential that her five-year-old son has been eating dog food. Mm-hmm. She caught him not once, but twice. Let's go to Leanne. Two things to consider. Kids are weird, and it's just a stage. I would keep the dog food out of reach, but also my daughter, when she was four, tried to put a dead bird in her mouth when we were at the park.
Oh.
It was very stressful. But five is a normal age.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
The PTSD.
Kids will just, whatever, man. So my little niece the other day picked up a spider on the floor, handed it to my sister-in-law, who didn't know what it was, and just freaked out.
It was
a live spider. Freaked out.
I would freak out, too. How'd she catch it? Oh, she's a fast girl.
Yeah, I know. Cheryl, your son
is... you're coming home with me.
He's eating dog food, not once but twice, but according to listeners who are weighing in... kids will eat worse.
Why is it that kids just want to put everything in their mouth?
No, I just, yeah.
Everything. Everything.
It's a stage. You just lock up the dog food. I would say, though, that some of those bacon dog treats that they advertise on TV, I'm not going to lie, they look
delicious. Moose is like,
delicious.
I've definitely dabbled.
They do. It's very tempting to not want to at least try it because some dog food treats smell delicious. Oh, the bacon wrap peanut butter snacks? That are organic?
Oh, I wouldn't admit that on live radio, but...
Anyways, we'll do another parental tomorrow. Hey, Cheryl, good luck to you. Thank you so much for weighing in with your story. We do appreciate it. Your son, he's going to live.
He's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It's PXY Mornings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.